Following the mild start to the month yesterday, whipping winds are pushing in cooler air today. A little light snow or some snow showers will be possible tomorrow, and that will be followed by a cool weekend with the coldest day on Saturday. Temperatures will begin to bounce back a bit on Sunday, though it will still be on the chilly side. Right now, the wind is the big story. High wind warnings and wind advisories are in effect through early this evening. Through the day, winds have gusted close to or a bit over 50 miles per hour, and that potential for damaging wind continues through early tonight. And then overnight into the day tomorrow, it will still be on the breezy side, though winds will not be as gusty as they have been through the day today. It's all being driven by low pressure, which is deepening over the Canadian Maritimes. That's why the winds have been pretty gusty through the day. Additionally, there are some snow showers around this afternoon, and moving into tonight, most of those snow showers will wind down, though there might be a few flakes at times through our area. Otherwise, we're looking at a cold night, especially compared to all of the mild weather we've had recently. Lows will drop off into the single digits and teens, and with gusty breezes, it will feel even colder. And moving into the day tomorrow, a little disturbance will fly by to our south. So we're looking at more clouds than sun tomorrow. And there is the chance for a few snow showers or a little period of light snow, though the snow does not appear to be significant or particularly impactful on the day. It'll be a cold day. That's probably the bigger theme about tomorrow, as temperatures are only going to be in the 20s to 30s across the region, and the breezes will make it feel colder, though again I'll point out that it will not be as gusty tomorrow as it has been today. Moving into the weekend, high pressure is building in, and it's cold high pressure, so on Saturday, temperatures are only in the teens and 20s, and it will be windy, so it'll feel even colder than that. So it's really a bundle-up kind of weekend. Sunday temperatures rebound a little bit back into the 20s and 30s. A quick note on the drought. The latest drought monitor was released this morning, and there is some improvement across the area, though we're still looking at pockets of moderate to severe and extreme drought for areas across western Massachusetts, interior Connecticut, and also the lower Hudson Valley, though most of those areas are in moderate to severe drought. The extreme drought is confined to northwestern Connecticut. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, low in the single digits and teens. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and cold, low in the 20s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, high in the 30s. For the capital district in Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and cold, low 16 to 22. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, high in the upper 20s to lower 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, windy and cold, highs in the teens and 20s. On Sunday, partly sunny and cool, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.